His transformation program hunters the miners, but none of them want to see it. They're actually feeling that that they shouldn't sit in an elevated position in front of you.
But
now Hansamrtha Maharaj is kneeling down on the ground.
Does he forget that request, the value of request? Hansamrtha Maharaj, no value in the request you can find.
No matter what I do, I'm going to be offensive.
What did you say?
No matter what I do, I'll be offensive.
If I refuse your request.
Mahaprabhu asked Sarvabhama, Sarvabhama, what can I do? Govinda is sent by my Gurudev to serve me. I must give honor to him, he is my God brother. But he says that Gurudev has ordered him. What should I do? Guru sevak hai manyo apanar, guru agya diyachen ki kori upay. Something like that. Then sarvabhauma to agya balavat.
So Maharaj, now you are defeated.
No. Agya, this is not agya.
No, Maharaj, to us.
But request. I cannot be audacious so much to say like that.
Maharaj cited the example of Govinda Prabhu
when
he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and because his Gurudev sent him, Madhavendra Puri sent him to become sent him to become Mahaprabhu's servant.
To attend him?
Yeah, to attend him. So he said, how can I take service from you? You are my God brother. So he said, but my order of the spiritual master. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said that this order is higher.
But here is not order.
Here is a request which is even higher.
Request is higher than order.
Only request that can be a plea to you.
All right, I'll sit on the chair.
Somebody please bring another one for Atreya Rishi Prabhu.
Atreya Rishi Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Then Hansamrtha Maharaj will feel better. Hansamrtha Maharaj is sitting alone in a chair, so he's feeling uneasy. So I said that if Atreya Rishi Prabhu sits
we'll
on
help,
a chair, then
we'll help him.
We'll help him.
Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari Bodh. Nidai Gaudhari Bodh, Nidai Bodh. Just cutting jokes there.
Yes, Prabhu.
Hmm? What is that?
Yes. Prabhu Maharaj is cutting jokes.
There is one statement by some Vaishnava. আছে বিষ্ণুপদাবলি গৌরাঙ্গের কথা কি বলবো, নাচিয়ে গাইয়ে সবাইকে সোনা করে দিল, নাচাইয়া গাইয়া দিবকে করিল সোনা, টিকা আর কহিব মহিমা তার মহিমা. তো দিস স্টকস ইন এনজয়িং মুড উই আর হ্যাভিং টকস, বাট ইট ইস কানেক্টেড উইথ কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস. This is also sadhana. The mock fight between the friends, that is also sadhana. Siddha. Everything is maybe harmonized. in a life dedicated to Krishna Kamsa.
You are our uncle, spiritual uncle. So with the uncle, there's always more humor. It's sometimes some light relationship.
Uncle. Not only uncle, but elder uncle.
That makes it even more eligible.
Yes, yeah.
Elder uncle. Both in age, perhaps, and in seniority. Elder uncle, form. That is format. Baladevi is also uncle to someone.
গত রোববারে এই রোববারের আগের রোববারে
এসেছিলেন
এবং ওর সঙ্গে দেখা হয়েছে, কোনো কথা হয়নি। বনমালী ওই কথা ইয়ে করছিল, আমাকে জিজ্ঞেস করছিল, তো দীক্ষা তো হয়েছে, এখন কি করবে, তো মন তো ওখানে নেই।
অনেকদিন থেকে বলছে নারায়ণ মহাদেবের,
ওটা পরে হয়েছে, মানে ওর পরে, দীক্ষার পরে তো ওটা কিছুটা ইয়ে এসছিল, তারপরে এখন তো আপনাকে যেখানে ইয়ে পাচ্ছে, সার বস্তু পাচ্ছে, সেখানে আকৃষ্ট হচ্ছে।
বাঘ কেমন আছে?
ভালোই আছে, দেখা হয়নি।
আমাদের সঙ্গে পর আর কোনো
আমার সঙ্গে দেখা
হয়নি,
না। আমিও তো এখন অনেক তো দূরে থাকি, সেই জন্য খুব একটা দেখা সাক্ষাৎ তো হয় না কারোর সঙ্গে।
আপনি যে এই কনসার্নেটি রয়েছেন কাজকর্ম করছি, একটু দূরে কেন
করছি? কেন ওই হি ওয়াজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি গোয়িং টু থিঙ্কিং অফ গোয়িং টু ক্যালকাটা টুমরো and for a day or two and then come back, stay through the festival and then go to Calcutta for a few days. And
I'm under the control of Bhakti Charu. No freedom.
So,
and Bhakti Charu is under your control. So I think everything depends on your divine grace.
You should not say so. There is GBC.
They're under Krishna. And
yeah. Or Krishna's energy.
Somehow.
Yeah, under Krishna, or Krishna is under them.
No, I think they're under Krishna.
What they think?
If they think that Krishna is under them, then they come to then they come under Krishna's energy, Maharaj.
I think everything will come out all right, because because after all, everything is under Krishna. It just takes different colors.
Of course, we have to accept that ultimately. It is all for the best. So, no room for any grief, complaint. Maya santushta manasa sadva sukha maya disha. So he's satisfied with me. Every wave coming from outside are carrying happy news to him. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Tattin Kambhaan, Shushamikramaan, Bhunyanaiva. Nidai Gaur Hari, Gaur Nidai Gaur Hari, Gaur That is the real solace.
কোথায় যাচ্ছ নিমাই?
স্বামী মহারাজ কি জগত গুরু শ্রীধর মহারাজ কি
The letter is addressed to His Divine Grace Bhakti Rakkak Srila Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, from West Malaysia.
Oh, he's there.
Yes.
West Malaysia.
My dear Sridhar Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances and glories at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, who is an ocean of unending, inconceivable, and unpredictable mercy in Krishna consciousness. Leaving the shelter of the devotees at New Jagannath Puri, that's San Francisco, or Berkeley, I have come to Malaysia to help begin a temple in Borneo. Although I am ill-equipped for such a project, I am hoping for the mercy of the sadhus and Krishna to make me more humble in this difficult task. I would also like to beg for your mercy, but I am too proud and arrogant to do such a thing, being a Westerner who has so much going for him in the material world. Still, at every moment, I know that I am receiving your mercy, and in fact, I am nothing but your mercy. Such is my great fortune. As you have said, quote, such is our divinity. We have come in connection with such noble life, with a conception of such nobility, self-abnegation to such a degree of honor to the living being, a selfless life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the highest thing down from that quarter to us. End quote. And there, in that position, we are the highest gainer. we are told by the experts of that world, end quote. Perhaps I am a mere dreamer, perhaps one of the admiring pseudo-intellectuals of the exploiting West, perhaps a waste of all Krishna's energy spent on mundane efforts to attain name and fame. But your eloquence is a thrill for me. It sustains me. It encourages me. It shames me. It bolsters me. It scares me. It dares me to dedicate even a fragment of my false ego to you and to the great Vaishnava tradition, which I have been so fortunate to behold by the mercy of Swami Maharaj. What one considers as a fortune is relative. $1,000 is a fortune to one man, a bother to another. But to a lone-born wolf of such deleterious qualifications for a noble life as myself, how can one assess the worth of my involvement in such a life, in such exalted association? It can be compared to an ant serving prasad to an elephant. How is it possible for the ant to please the elephant? Yet, somehow the ant is favored by the elephant, though the elephant has no need to accept the offerings of the ant. Still, he encourages him, what a great thing we have got. Indeed, how do we pay for such a gem whose value has become inestimable? What is the worth of such a life? How can we calculate such an empire in our own currency? By some inattentiveness, I have misplaced the address of Mother Uma, your disciple, in Kota Kinabalu, East Malaysia. He says, I have misplaced the address. If we chance to visit that city, I should be desirous to visit her. Could Hari Charan send me the address? I pray to Krishna that you shall not be further offended. He says, I pray to Krishna that you shall not be further offended by these nonsense GBC antics on this Gaur Purnima.
My God.
I further pray that in some small way this ant can somehow circumambulate your lotus feet the rest of his stay on this planet and eternally receive your benedicting association. All dandavats again and again to your divine grace for attracting me to your service. Your helpless servant, Dayadhara Gauranga Das.
Jai.
Another letter today came to someone, Kamal Kamalasan.
You got a letter.
Oh,
he has got it. He's not here.
He's in Mayapur today.
Letter with whom?
Kamal Krishna Prabhu. Huh?
Oh.
Kamal Krishna Prabhu
letter. No, Kamalasan.
Kamalasan Prabhu.
A letter came in his address. So far as I remember, his name is Kamalasan. I have sent it downstairs to be reaching. language.
Yes.
They're printing in Germany every month.
Srimad Bhagavatam insert.
Published by whom? In
by
German language?
By Harikesh.
Harikesh. Harikesh Maharaj knows German, German language.
Something. The local German devotees, they do it under his direction.
Yes.
Harikesh. German people are nearer to India in thought. Max Müller, he was a German, is it not?
Yes.
He had ancient appreciation for the Upanishads. And I forget the name one German scholar, he expressed very firmly that Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, is the highest theological book ever come to the world. And with this remark that Gita advises us to adjust ourselves with the environment. We can't control, we can't have any control over the environment. It is not possible. So, if you like to have real peace, you have to adjust yourself with the environment. The whole sadhana are the means to end self-determination is within this adjustment. That is immovable. That is eternal. You can have no control over the environment at any time. That is the resultant of so many forces outside, and that is inevitable. Only the clue to find peace in your life is how you can take them favorably. You have to learn that. You must have to come to a point of understanding with the environment is in you and not outside. It's wrong with you, and you have to correct yourself. Ma phalishu kadachano karmanni vadhikar asti ma phalishu kadachano. Maa karma phala hetudbhu mati samivastakam. Don't try to interfere with external forces and try to bring them to your control. That is impossible. Only the whole concentration of you should be applied, your internal adjustment with the environment, whatever it may be. There lies the key to success. Say?
Aranya.
Aranya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidhari Gaur Hari Gaur. Where is Madhav Maharaj? Has he come? No. Madhav Prabhu?
He has not returned from Mayapur yet.
And Bharati Maharaj also.
Yes.
With him. And do you think that Brajendranandan to come back here?
Yes.
Today?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Gold Hari Gold, Gold Hari Gold, Gold Hari Gold. Nidai Gold Hari Gold. Akkaranda Maharaj keeping well?
No, he has a... he's got headache.
Headache, that's...
not ears. Sinus problems.
No.
His nose is, you know...
No dysentery also, no.
No, just he's been up late typing the Prapana Jivanamrita. He's been typing the manuscript.
Yeah.
So he got... he stayed up a little late last night, so he got sick.
Hari Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. No other gentleman here? No typing?
No other people to type.
Hare Krishna. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. So the other Gauranga is a doctor, eh?
Yes.
And the Madhav Prabhu is also doctor.
Yes.
And there is one Astana, he is also a doctor.
Ami Astana.
Ami Astana.
He's doctor.
Doctor. He will come soon.
But you are the transcendental professor.
As long as my Lord wills, conditional. Mukam karuti vajalam, pangum langhayati girim, yatkivadam ahangabandi, si gurum dinatam paramanandamala. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Lord Hari Lord. The nature of transcendental talk like that. Only one should surrender at the sweet will and it will come down to give vent to your own self. That should be the nature of transcendental advices. So request to pray to come down. Come down. Not my property. Generally, we should see, look at it as the property of my Gurudev. And he is entrusted with me. Interested in me. With such disposition, we shall try to talk about transcendental tidings, affairs. So it is necessary that we shall offer our obeisances before we begin talk, that I may be used as an instrument, maybe mere instrument Sabdi Tom, Sabdi, Subarna Chabad, Transcendental Subject Matter. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaurhari, Swayame Vaspurat Tada, Adasri Krishna Namadi, No Bhavit Grajyam Indriyai, Sevanu Kihi Jivadu, Swayame Vaspurat Tada. Because it is transcendental, supernatural, aprakita, arusaya, incharacteristic. So the Naam, Roop, Goon, Leela, anything pertaining to the Supreme Entity, pertaining to Krishna, Naam, Roop, Itadhi. No bhavit grajyam indriyai. It is never approachable by nature. It is not approachable by any senses, even including mind. Avang manasu gojara. It exists transcending the jurisdiction of our senses, including the mind. No bhavit grajyam indriyai. Then how can we get connection with that? Sevan mukhihi, with expectant attitude, serving attitude, we have to approach. Sevan mukhihi jivhado, then this jiva is indriya, eye indriya and ear indriya. If our heart, our soul is observing attitude and prayerful, expectant attitude, then that descent in the plane, in the consciousness, then from there it comes to the plane of our senses and exerts himself to come out in the external atmosphere. Swayam eva spurati, he comes out of his own accord, comes. We cannot make it object of our mind or object of our senses. It is independent. Only by prayerful mood we can invite him and he will come down graciously, come down and from the consciousness, the ahankar mind in this way, then it comes to the tongue, sometimes to the ear, in any way approachable it becomes. Roop, goon, leela, etc. So we are always think that serving attitude and serving, we suppose a surrender. First surrender, and then on that ground, on that foundation, any other attitude may work to appeal to the higher region. A lip cannot pronounce the name. This physical ear can't hear or listen to the Vaikuntha Shabda, can't grasp the meaning. On the surrendered ear, the man must surrender, and that surrendering tendency must be must be must reach Dhatta must be, it must flow to every part of our mind and the body. And when it, if it reaches the ear, the surrendering mentality, then the ear can catch the meaning of the sound. Comes to the tongue, then tongue can produce real Krishna Nama. Otherwise it will be only a shallow sound pronounced by the physical instrument. Namakkhar Bahirai Bhat. Hare Krishna. Srivan Mukehi Ji Bhadu Swayame Vaspurat Tada. This is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Science of Devotion by Rupa Goswami. This is most important sloka. Otherwise God consciousness will be on the imagination. But if we can understand this connecting link, we'll be conscious of such connection, connecting the Vaikuntha and the mundane world, then it would be no longer imaginary thing, concrete reality. Only we should know how to approach, what side it exists, and how to attain that. Sevan Mukhi. There is one scholar, Indian scholar, in the south. He accused that Radha Krishnan and also one scholar, Bengali scholar, Suren Dasgupta, who wrote books about the different existing philosophies of the world and also the Indian philosophy. That man remarked that they had approached Eastern philosophy through Western method, that is through intellectualism. But Eastern philosophers, they have got their peculiar way of approaching the truth. Panipat Pariprasna Seva. Without serving attitude, we cannot have any, cannot expect to have any connection with higher entity. If we want to have connection with the plane which is higher than that of us, then we must have to work for the interest of that plane. Otherwise, no admission. No admission. Generally, connection is possible for their interest. Srivan Mukhi, Parmipat Pariprasna Seva. I want connection only to fulfill the object that will come from that plane. A scholar must not abide by the dictation of an idiot, ignorant man. There will be no good. The scholar cannot surrender to an ignorant man. But the one ignorant man, if he surrenders to the scholar, then he may be used to some good effect. So we are, on the whole, are of lower capacity, lower understanding, and in many ways of lower position. So, if we are ready to the raw materials for their discretion, then we can have some entrance there in that market. And they will mold our raw energy to produce some fruitful result. Some utility will come. Otherwise, we can't have any connection but to speak of controlling. The prema or love means that. For complete surrender for the cause. And higher things can be captured only by love, by surrender. By increasing our negative tendency. I am in want. You have many I am in want. I want your grace. I am in want what? Of the opulence you have got. That is of higher quality. Your grace. You are full. You are high. I am low. I am small. I want your grace. To remove my want, my difficulties, my imperfection. So, the beginning, the attitude of the beginning of a spiritual life must be sincere in this respect, that we are needy. We are needy in the real sense. Needy of the property that is of high characteristic, that is of high value. So, in such a mood we have to approach. Paripat, paripasno seva. Paripat means I have finished my search in this world, in this plane of life. Nothing can satisfy me in this plane. My search finished. Hankering finished. And I have come to conclusion by that the thing for which my innate hankering, without which my innate thirst can never be quenched, that is with you. And I want that thing. I want to live there where such innate hankering will be satisfied, that nectar. I want to live, to serve in the world of nectar, because without nectar, nothing can satisfy my heart, quench the thirst of my heart. So, I want to be indebted into the land of nectar. Nectar is our real food, which can satisfy our inner hunger. Sindhantu Vishri Amitasya Putra. You are child of that soil. Unfortunately,